AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is harsh criticism, but no new charges as a special prosecutor ends his investigation into the FBI's probe of links between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
It's the long-awaited end to John Durham's four-year investigation of possible FBI misconduct in the probe of whether the Trump campaign was colluding with Moscow. Trump said it would uncover the crime of the century. Instead, Durham's findings were underwhelming. His report offers withering criticism of the FBI, saying investigators had confirmation bias by failing to critically analyze information that ran counter to their Trump-Russia collusion narrative. But the probe ends with a meager court record. There was a guilty plea from a little-known FBI employee, but prosecutors lost the only two criminal cases they took to trial. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
Tomorrow, President Biden is expected to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the White House about raising the debt limit.
Hey, President Biden, any update on the budget negotiations?
If no action is taken by Congress, the nation could go into default sometime next month. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked,
are you confident that it'll happen by the end of the week, Speaker McCarthy?
Not based upon what they're offering right now, no.
A fire at a Marathon Petroleum refinery near Houston caused visible flames and left at least one worker dead. Authorities in New Zealand say multiple people have died after a fire broke out overnight at a four-story hostel. Police in Farmington, New Mexico say at least three people were dead and multiple others wounded near a local park. Schools were put on lockdown. Police in Farmington, New Mexico say one suspect was confronted and killed on scene. The White House says Russia is looking to buy additional advanced attack drones from Iran for use in Ukraine. The Dow finished up 48 points. This is AP News. There is a new way to fight opioid overdoses.
Vending machines that have long been stocked with snacks are getting repurposed to distribute life-saving supplies to fight the opioid epidemic. A growing number of cities and local governments are using vending machines to distribute the overdose-reversing drug naloxone. The machines are often set up at libraries, post offices, and other public buildings. They dispense naloxone and other items for free, including first aid kits. Interest in the approach is expected to grow after U.S. regulators recently approved Narcan, the leading naloxone brand, to be sold without a prescription. That switch allows the nasal spray to be stocked in convenience stores, supermarkets, and vending machines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A 29-year-old woman accused of using false documents to enroll at a New Jersey high school and attend some classes will be allowed to enter a pretrial intervention program. The woman said she was lonely. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.